Good morning. Well, it's a better morning than yesterday for sure. There is an old story about two cats fighting over bread and the monkey comes to broker peace between them and gobbles up the entire bread, leaving the cats to bat without a ball being thrown at them. Well, something similar happened when in the midst of political posturing by Imran Khan and Modi, it was Donald Trump that trumpeted away with credit, saying in Hanoi that he had reasonably attractive news from Pakistan and India. They have been going at it and we have been involved trying to have them stop, is what he said. From New Delhi to Islamabad and Mumbai to Karachi, both sides are still puzzled about one thing. What in the name of God did he mean by attractive news? It is the 1st of March and yesterday saw Indians getting more information from Pakistan Prime Minister and taking away brownie points from international media than the Indian Prime Minister, who was busy setting records, not for minimum governance, that one he probably already has in his belt, but addressing booth workers of BJP. I mean, even the most avid fans and supporters of Modi are having a tough time defending this one. As far as changing the narratives go, if the airstrike by Indian Air Force changed the narrative from intelligence failure in Pulwama attack, then Imran Khan has tried to change the narrative from terrorism to the captured pilot. Release of the IAF pilot came as a relief to India and might provide an opening to the two countries to edge away from the brink temporarily. But India is unlikely to ease the pressure on Pakistan to take action against the Jaish-e-Mohammed leadership anytime soon. And the hints were visible. The Indian military yesterday warned Pakistan that it was prepared to respond swiftly and strongly to any misadventure or provocation and contended that Islamabad peddled falsehoods about what happened during the aerial skirmish between the two air forces a day earlier. In a rare media briefing by two star officers from the three services, the IAF picked holes in the Pakistani version of Wednesday's chain of events, asserting that it spread blatant disinformation on three counts: the number of Indian fighters shot down and pilots in its custody, denying that it targeted military installations, and that it did not use F-16 fighter jets. Pakistan tried very hard to deny it used F-16s for the air intrusion or that one of them was shot down because it obtained the fighters from the US from the mid-1980s onwards under the guise of the global fight against terrorism. US laws, in fact, bar use of the fighters in an offensive role against the country. Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur, retired obviously, Additional Director General of the Center for Air Power Studies, said this is perhaps the first ever kill of an F-16 by a MiG-21 Bison, fighter jets of two different generations. And while we are on dialogues and dialogue bazi, minutes after his Pakistani counterpart Imran Khan said captured IAF pilot Abhinandan Vartaman will be repatriated to India today as a gesture of peace, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Abhi abhi ek pilot project pura ho gaya, abhi real karna hai, pehle to practice thi. Just now one pilot project has been completed, now we have to make it real, earlier it was just practice." So all this is okay, nice dialogue, you get to grab the headlines, but sometimes a movie full of dialogues and punchlines could either just be a B-grade film or worse, a flop film. So please, let's have some governance and less jumlabazi, please. As Mamata Banerjee said yesterday, "We stand by the Indian soldiers and armed forces, but don't want a war for a political interest. Politics ahead of elections with the blood of jawans is not acceptable. We want that our forces be allowed to reveal the facts about what really happened there, that is in Balakot. If it is war for national security, we are with the nation. But if it's for politics and for winning elections, we condemn it." Addressing the media at the State Secretariat Nabana, she said, "We want to know what really happened. National TV channels were showing that 300 to 350 people were killed, but international media is reporting that no such thing happened, that the bomb missed its target and no one died. So what is the truth?" is what Mamata Banerjee is asking. This is bound to become a contentious issue because international media is making mockery out of us. Reuters went ahead and claimed that there is only one man who was the victim of our airstrike as a shrapnel hit his eye and also some pine trees and apparently a crow as well. And on to domestic news, the Supreme Court has thankfully taken a U-turn in a relief to 11.8 lakh forest dwelling scheduled tribe and other traditional forest dwellers facing eviction. The Supreme Court yesterday withheld implementation of its 13th February order directing states to execute their own orders for removal of those whose claims over forest land had been rejected. Another deceptive news, slimily I might add, the Union Cabinet yesterday recommended the promulgation of an ordinance to allow individuals to voluntarily use Aadhaar for completing eKYC formalities to get a mobile connection or open a bank account. The move comes after the bill introduced in Parliament to deal with issues raised by a Supreme Court ruling could not be approved by the Rajya Sabha. Remember that this is voluntarily. Anyone forcing you to get one needs to be reported immediately. Before we head to international news, since UP hasn't been surfacing in our news, well, this one explains a lot of how the future of Uttar Pradesh will look like. More rioters, more bigotry, more lynching and more hatred. At least the potential among 6,45,000 students who are now giving their 10th and 12th exam. What do you think they will do in life? And they just stopped midway. About 6,45,000 have quit Uttar Pradesh Board of High School and Intermediate Education ongoing class 10th and 12th examinations midway as yesterday, thanks to a stringent anti-copying measures. Officials said as many as 1,314 of the 8,354 examination centers this year have been identified as sensitive, while 448 as highly sensitive. CCTV cameras and voice recorders have been installed at examination centers and they are continuously monitored to check unfair means. And on to international news. The last news for this week, the second summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un ended in failure yesterday, with the two sides far apart on the central issues of disarmament and sanctions relief. The abrupt end to the Hanoi meeting, which was cut short by several hours, was a setback from both leaders who made long journeys, Kim by rail and Trump by air, in the expectation that a deal was within reach. There are no plans for a third summit, but US has expressed willingness to continue talks at a lower level. That is all that I have for you for today. We will be back on Monday now, really wishing for a peaceful weekend with politicians leaving movies alone and being leaders rather than attempting to be heroes. Goodbye from takeapart.in.